Well, Coach Snyder, it is good to see you as always, and you make another run here at the Catbacker Tour in Scott City. Wrapped up a pretty good end of the season, pretty good spring, and now here you are, summertime already. How have things been in the Wildcat football program?
Well, it's, you know, hectic as always, I think, but all of our coaches are on the road right now recruiting, have been for the past 2.5 weeks. Players are finished with finals. They're at home now, most of them, I hope, and hopefully enjoying their families. They'll be back on the 4th of June, and we'll start our summer program at that time. Got a lot of work ahead of us. Need to get a lot better than we were when we finished spring practice, but we'll see how that goes.
You have a lot of new coaches and some roles, different roles. You got Coach Norwood kind of out of the pack of your system, and he's helping with the defense with Blake, who's your new D coordinator, and you have three offensive coordinators working with Coach Coleman, Coach Klein, and also your lineman coach. Coach Dickey, thank you. Drawing a blank there, but how do you feel that they've been so far and kind of molding what you want to see with the program through the spring?
Well, they've done, you know, quite well, and I'm pleased with them. The players appreciate the new coaches that have come. But, you know, really, you know, we have 10 full-time assistants. 7 of them played for us at Kansas State, so they all know the program. You know, the new one, John Fabris, didn't play for us, but John was here previously and had a great deal of experience in the program. Charlie's been with me for ever since we came back, whatever that is, 8 or 9 years. And Brian, I've known about quite some time. He was with Joe Paterno at Penn State for a number of years, and Joe used to speak to me about him quite a bit. So we have great familiarity with all the coaches in our program.
Coach, you know, you've always said before that you'll keep coming back as long as the fans want you to come back. And that being the case, you'll probably be coaching until you're 100 or beyond. Is it one of those things where late in the season you're still in question? Is it a late run like you had last year that really inspires you to come back? Or at what point in time do you decide, I have it in me to coach another year?
Well, you know, as I said, I always ask the same questions. You know, does my family want this to continue? They're awfully important to me, and how they feel is important to me, but I know their answer, you know. That's why, part of the reason why I'm still coaching. And you know, and at the end of the day, as it relates to the program itself, you know, it's just a matter of am I having an impact on the lives of the young people in our program. And if that, if I have that kind of influence and my health is good and my family wants me to, then I'll continue to do it, you know, provided the university still wants me.
Does Sebastian Taylor kind of, his performance in spring game, does that kind of give you a sense of relief or maybe about the way the wide receiver core and the depth that you have at that position?
Well, we still have some growth in that area. You know, Sebastian proved that he has capabilities to play. And everybody saw a number of nice catches that he made, but nobody saw the significant number of errors that he made in the same game. So, you know, he's not the complete player yet. And the important thing, he can be if he will commit himself to it. And when that takes place, then he will immensely help us.
With the recruiting class, you've had pretty good back-to-back-to-back recruiting classes coming in and a lot of upperclassmen. Is it kind of nice right now that you're able to not have to rely on some true freshmen to come in and play right away?
Well, I think, you know, anytime you have to rely on true freshmen to come in and play, you got a problem. And we have never been in that, really in that position. We've had some freshmen that have played, but, you know, by and large, that number has been very minimal year in and year out. But it's always nice to have returning people, but as I've said so many times, you know, you can have them all back, but the dynamics still change. Just because certain things happened in previous years with the same people, there's absolutely no guarantee that those good things will happen again. And that's where people get in trouble. That's where our program gets in trouble, is when we take things for granted, that those kind of things are automatically going to happen because they have before with the same people. It just doesn't work that way.